Islam and the Modern Man. Restoring the Lost Balance. The difficulties confronting modern man are many: anxiety, moral confusion, loneliness amid abundance, and a persistent sense of inner emptiness. Yet beneath these varied symptoms lies one underlying cause: the separation of man from God. Modern civilization has furnished humanity with unprecedented material comfort, but in doing so it has gradually loosened man's connection with his Creator. The result is a life outwardly prosperous yet inwardly unsettled. Material progress has ensured food, shelter, medicine, transport, and communication on a scale unimaginable to previous generations. Yet the human being is not merely a physical organism. He possesses an inner dimension, a moral and spiritual faculty that requires nourishment. Just as the body weakens without food, the soul withers without remembrance of God. The Quran refers to this higher nourishment as something better and more lasting. 20:131. The same truth appears in the Gospel when the Prophet Jesus declares, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. Bread sustains the body. Revelation sustains the soul. The central contribution of Islam to the modern age is its preservation of a pure and coherent concept of God. All revealed religions began with a clear affirmation of divine unity. Over time, however, theological speculation, cultural influences, and historical distortions obscured that clarity. Modern society often prides itself on freedom from religious authority, yet this freedom has come at a cost. The eclipse of faith has left many searching for meaning in alternative ideologies or lifestyles. The rise of countercultural movements in the 20th century was not merely social rebellion. It was, in many cases, an expression of spiritual hunger. Affluent societies discovered that material comfort did not automatically produce inner peace. Voices within commercial cultures admitted that economic success alone could not satisfy the deeper needs of the human heart. The Swiss psychologist Carl Gustav Jung offered a perceptive diagnosis of this malaise. Reflecting on decades of clinical practice, he observed that many of his patients in later life were, at root, suffering from a lack of religious belief. According to Jung, they could not be fully healed without a renewal of faith. His observation did not arise from theology but from practical experience. He recognized that psychological stability is closely linked to a sense of transcendence. Without reference to something greater than the self, human life becomes directionless. To understand how this separation occurred, one must look briefly at the intellectual history of the West. Classical philosophy sought ultimate knowledge of reality, attempting to uncover the essence of existence. After centuries of speculation, however, philosophers were unable to attain certainty regarding metaphysical truths. With the scientific revolution of the 16th and 17th centuries, a new method emerged. Knowledge was divided into what could be measured and what could not. Science limited itself to the study of observable properties. It asked how things functioned rather than why they existed. This methodological shift proved immensely fruitful in the physical sciences. By concentrating on measurable phenomena, scientists unlocked the secrets of motion, energy, chemistry, and biology. Technological progress followed, yet the same dualistic method, when applied to human life, had unintended consequences. The human being was analyzed primarily in physical terms. The body was studied, the soul was sidelined. Matter was examined, meaning was neglected. The Quran itself reminds humanity of its epistemic limits. "You have been given only a little knowledge." 17:85 Science, in focusing on this little knowledge, achieved remarkable practical success. But when the spiritual dimension was excluded from serious consideration, a vacuum emerged. Man began to view himself as a self-sufficient entity, detached from transcendence. Gradually, the question of purpose receded from public discourse. This dualism may be harmless when applied to inanimate objects. One does not need to understand the ultimate nature of electricity to use it for illumination. Knowledge of properties suffices for practical application. But man is not an inanimate object. He is a conscious being endowed with moral awareness, freedom of choice, and the capacity for self-reflection. To treat him as mere matter is to misread his nature. Consider a simple comparison. A stone statue can be placed in a dark, confined space without protest. It will either suffer nor resist. A human being placed under the same conditions will experience psychological distress. Deprived of meaning, freedom, and hope, he may collapse inwardly. The difference lies in the presence of consciousness and soul. Man is not only a body, he is a bearer of moral responsibility. When modern thought separated body from soul in theory, it eventually separated man from God in practice. The consequences are visible in the moral uncertainty of our age. Technology advances, yet ethical dilemmas multiply. Communication accelerates, yet loneliness deepens. Information expands, yet wisdom appears scarce. Islam addresses this imbalance by restoring unity to human understanding. It does not reject material progress. Rather, it situates it within a broader moral framework. The Quran encourages reflection on the natural world, inviting humanity to observe the signs of God in creation. At the same time, it insists that material achievements are not ends in themselves. They are means through which man fulfills his stewardship on earth. 6.165. Islamic teaching integrates the physical and the spiritual. It recognizes that earning a livelihood is honorable, yet it warns against making wealth an ultimate aim. It encourages knowledge, yet reminds scholars of humility. It affirms freedom, yet binds that freedom to accountability. The Prophet Muhammad taught that every person will be asked about his life and how he spent it. This concept of accountability reintroduces purpose into daily existence. The modern crisis is therefore not a crisis of resources but of meaning. Man has mastered many forces of nature, yet he remains uncertain about himself. Islam proposes that self-knowledge begins with knowledge of God. When man recognizes his Creator, he understands his own place in the universe. He realizes that he is neither insignificant nor self-sufficient. He is a responsible being entrusted with moral choice. Faith in God provides an anchor amid rapid change. It offers criteria for right and wrong, patience in adversity, gratitude in prosperity, and hope in uncertainty. Without this anchor, human life drifts between excess and despair. With it, material progress becomes a tool rather than a master. In reconnecting man with God, Islam restores the lost balance between body and soul, science and meaning, freedom and responsibility. It calls modern man not to retreat from the world, but to inhabit it with awareness of the divine. Only through this harmony can the soul be nourished and inner peace regained. In an age of abundance and anxiety, the rediscovery of God is not a luxury, it is a necessity. By concentrating on measurable phenomena, scientists unlock the secrets of motion, energy, chemistry, and biology. Technological progress followed, yet the same dualistic method, when applied to human life, had unintended consequences. Faith in God provides an anchor amid rapid change. It offers criteria for right and wrong, patience in adversity, gratitude in prosperity, and hope in uncertainty. Without this anchor, human life drifts between excess and despair. With it, material progress becomes a tool rather than a master. Consumerism is making people live in intellectual starvation, leading to their complete heedlessness of God and forgetfulness of the purpose of life.